The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Yes, we do. And we have one of the most important days in the history of our nation. The NFL trade deadline. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on, finally! Finally!
Aaron, for a Monday. Aaron, door open.
Yeah,
you got one job, it's close the door.
Well, he ran in to fix the camera, which I guess is his other job, which still isn't fixed. And so he wasn't in there for me to, you know.
Yeah, the camera's still not big. You're blowing it big time today, dude. Oh,
that's all right.
And here's the thing about Aaron. Aaron's going to throw a fit. He's going to start flipping over tables and things like that. Aaron's overly emotional.
What happened to him?
I don't know.
You mean in general? Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's always that way.
Well, welcome
to the computer doesn't work. He starts screaming. And yeah. like somehow that's going to make it better.
Yeah. Work, computer! Work, you son of a bitch! Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Raybould, off to a slow start today, but that's okay. We still love you, Aaron, a little bit. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, and Aaron will find a way to read it as long as he can get to it.
Feels like winter in this room.
It does. It always does when...
Boy, Josh is like a...
I love Josh to death, but man, I think he's trying to kill us both.
He's a polar bear. He is. He is an admitted bear. Apparently, there's a lot of gay men who are attracted to him, and he's a big hairy man himself, so he's a bear. But I would call him a polar bear because...
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Mm. You know, and he's also very white.
He is. He's so. That. I mean, it's tonight we've all been waiting for. Bucks Giants, baby.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
That should be exciting.
Well, what about those Texans yesterday?
Yeah, that they didn't lose.
That's right. So that's a 1 week non-losing streak.
Yeah.
Monday.
That's right.
Moral victory Monday.
Thank you.
And on top of that, they get a quarterback no one's ever heard of next week when they play the Jags.
Oh, sounds like things are coming together nicely, aren't they?
And Cal seems to think they can still make a playoff spot this year.
Oh, don't say that, Cal.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're not giving up. Dude, give up. Trade the guys.
Why did he say that?
I don't know. Somebody, I guess he got interviewed on the Texan station over there and said they still believe they can win this year. Now, I would be saying that, too. Drive the price up. He also said that Jesus Easterby will not be involved in picking the new coach and GM.
Okay. You believe that?
I don't know. I don't know if I believe any of that stuff. So.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe anything he says now that I think about it.
Well, I mean, they got to have something to talk about on an off week, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm curious if... This may sound, you'll probably think I'm an idiot when I say this out loud, but I don't care. I'm going to say it anyway. I think Jake Luton might end up being better than Gardner Minshew. Like, not a lot of people follow Idaho and Oregon State football quite like I do, but he's not a bad player. He's actually pretty decent. I mean, but he's a giant. He's extremely well. I say giant. He's a very tall, slender man. At least the last I saw him. Maybe he's added.
Yeah, maybe he's gotten down there to Jacksonville and eaten some gator.
Maybe so, but he is a guy who's got good arm, good touch. It's not when he was at Oregon State, he was kind of a check down guy because he was at Oregon State. And sometimes, right. Like, you know, you don't have a lot there to work with, all right? But I'd have to go back and look at his stats, his college stats, but he didn't turn the ball over. That's one of the things I remember about him is he just didn't give the ball away. I would say it would not shock me if he ends up being better than Gardner Minshew was.
The thing is, Gardner Minshew was not awful, and especially with what he had around him, he actually was playing pretty decently for him. Not great. I mean, he had some bad games, he had some okay games, but he wasn't a disaster. That's the only thing you wonder about with a new quarterback is yeah, he might wind up being better. He also might be a disaster.
Yeah.
So, and I'm guessing they're trying to lose. So I might bet the latter, but we'll see. I'm just kind of curious. Why the Texans aren't thinking, hey man, let's trade some of these cats.
Yeah, I'm not really sure on that either. It's
this is one of the rare times I agree with you on something. Like, to me, even if they were to pull it together and go 8-8 and get the last playoff spot, which if you look at it realistically, not going to happen. But if you just look at it on the surface, it's like, well, you just got to catch the Browns who you play, and you know a few other teams in front of you that are garbage. And you think, well, might be able to get in there. And then his whole thought process is, well, once you get in, it's not like home field's a big deal with the COVID. The problem is, what's a big deal is the gap between you and the Chiefs and the Steelers and the Bills. You're not even gonna win a game if you get in. And if you
what's
do,
the point?
You're going to get eaten alive by one of those. Yeah. And the Titans. I'll throw the Titans in there and the Colts.
Ravens.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention the Ravens. You know what? Bold statement. Dolphins might be better than you right
Dolphins
now.
Are better than the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, they might not be. I mean, I would have thought, hey, well, if you get in the playoffs and that's your opponent, you might have a chance. I don't know. I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know if they're better than the Browns or the Bengals or I don't know who they're better than.
You know, I forgot to mention.
The Raiders?
I forgot to mention the Bengals are in this race now. The Raiders are in this race now. The Browns are what I thought they were. I think we're going to see them continue to implode.
Right. Are they better than the Texans?
Would
the Texans get pressure on Baker Mayfield? That's how you answer the question. The answer is no.
Well, not if they trade JJ.
By the way, Jake Luton, I looked it up, 28-3 touchdown to interception ratio in college. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Just played at Oregon State.
Yeah.
But best record since 2014 last year. How about that?
That's a good sign. Yeah. What game was it early on in the season last year? I was drunk and watching Oregon State play. Was it Okie State? It was somebody pretty decent that they were playing like first or second game of the season. And I remember thinking, this guy's not bad. He's got nothing around him. You know, it's kind of like I feel on this show someday.
I get that.
But I remember watching him play thinking, this guy's not awful. I don't know if he's ready for the NFL, but we'll find out.
Oklahoma State, they lost that game 52-36.
Yeah, they were in it, though, until like late in the third quarter.
Yeah.
So getting to the playoffs and losing is better than not going at all. You can't have an upset if you don't even make it.
Well, it's true. This year is the one year I say, yes, it is, because you don't have a first-round draft pick or a second-round draft. Like, you've got nothing to...
Right.
There's no point in trying to
There's tank. No benefit to sucking. There really isn't. In fact, yes, it just makes you look worse.
It is better to make it, but think about for the long-term future of this team. Is it, like, what do you want them to do? Go out and trade for guys, get better? Or would you rather them basically write this year off as a loss, turn some of the guys they have now into draft capital, and make yourself better going forward?
Because, make yourself more attractive to bringing in somebody really good.
Because making the playoffs this year, which, by the way, it's not a statistical impossibility, but if you think this is a playoff team, you haven't watched them play. They suck. They're horrible. So, no, I would say I would rather trade off anybody who's got value and work for next year rather than make the playoffs and lose.
Yeah, because even if they were able to pull it off somehow, and I mean, their schedule's not that hard, but then again, if you're not any good, that doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
But let's say they pulled it off. Who in the AFC could they beat?
That could make the playoffs.
Yeah. And I mean, you're talking about maybe, like, if you're looking at the bottom level teams that maybe they catch up to, maybe you're looking, but they're not playing those guys in the first round. They're going to be playing one of the top two teams.
They'd be playing the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Steelers. Yeah.
See you. Bye. Thanks for playing.
And we've already seen that show.
Yeah. We know how that ends every single time.
All three of them.
So,
I mean, considering that it was reported over the weekend, the Dolphins decided to start Tua. A big factor was that they looked at the Texans pick and said, well, the Texans are giving us a pick and it's going to be at the top of the draft anyway.
Yeah,
so we need to figure out what we're going to do with Tua and what we need to build around him with.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of does. I don't know that I buy that. I think that coming off the bye, it was the right time to do it. Not that he played very well yesterday, but it's one of those games where defense, special teams. They had those guys in a hole from the beginning.
They got outgained by a million yards.
One of the games I got right yesterday.
I did too. And this is why I guess it all evens out in the end. The box score says that was wrong. The Rams should have won that game. Opposite my biggest bet this weekend, which was the Ravens, who dominated the Steelers. The Steelers aren't good. I heard Lance and John talking this morning. They're like, the Steelers are legit. What are they good at? Their offense is garbage. Their offense is absolute garbage.
Yeah, I was actually reading your tweets yesterday, and it really came off as bitter guy who was on the wrong side of the bet because it's a statistical fact.
They got dominated.
The Steelers outplayed them significantly in the third quarter, and four turnovers.
They outplayed Lamar Jackson. They didn't have a sustained drive on offense the entire game. Not the third quarter.
They had a 77-yard touchdown drive in the third quarter.
Okay. One.
And they actually had two long drives in that quarter.
No, they didn't.
And held onto the ball.
They only had a 50-yard plus field once that they did anything with.
And I hate to break it to you, the turnovers count. And I know
you watched that game, the Steelers, they were really forcing them. Yeah. Lamar's putting the ball on the ground. He's throwing it right to guys. He was terrible. Lamar Jackson's a big reason they lost, certainly.
Well, yeah, he is. But the thing is, both of those defenses are really good, and they're going to make your quarterback look bad. But in this case, and the one thing I said that the only reason I would think about being on your side of it, I think I said this Thursday, was who do you trust to protect the ball more, Lamar Jackson or Ben Roethlisberger? And I said, probably Lamar Jackson.
Who do you trust to get PI calls more, Ben Roethlisberger?
Oh, boy. Bitter.
All right. When you outgain someone by 230 yards and the penalties are a 200-yard difference, those things jump out at me, no matter which side I'm on.
The thing is,
like I said, it evened out because I was on the Dolphins, who had no business winning.
Right.
So this isn't just about being bitter. It's about people saying the Steelers, who are going to be 10-0 because the rest of their schedule, like their schedule up until Thanksgiving when they play the Ravens again, it's Cowboys, Bengals, and I don't know, some other dirtbag team. But they're going to be 10-0, and everybody's going, oh, my God, the Steelers are legit. I don't even think the Steelers are good.
Well, I don't know if you can have it both ways, though. You can't tell me the Ravens' defense is the best in the league, and they made the Steelers' offense not look great, and then say the Steelers aren't good. I mean,
who's the Steelers' offense been looking great against?
I'm not saying they're a great offense. And by the way, they had a 77-yard drive and what was the other one? 80-yard drive. And that was where the game turned because they held the football.
No, the game turned is when the Ravens gave them the football again and again. The game turned when the refs called two egregious PIs. Don't get me started on this game. It's garbage.
Oh, God, you really are bitter.
Well, like I said, it evened out. But I'm telling you, the Steelers are not good. That's the point. And if you think the Steelers are good, having watched that game, I don't know what to tell you. That is the most fraudulent, and they'll be the most fraudulent 10-0 team I've ever seen, because their defense is solid. Even though the Ravens ran for 300 on them yesterday, what was it? I don't know how many yards they put up. It was something ridiculous on the ground, and that's what everyone said. Well, you can't run on the Steelers. How are you going to beat them? You can't run on the Steelers. Well, turns out that's just not true. You can run on the Steelers apparently, but. They're a decent defense. They're a better than average defense. That's a bad offense, though. It's bad.
Oh my God! I can't believe you're basing your analysis on that one game against the
I watched them play against the best defense in the league. Was their offense great against the Texans?
They put up 30. I mean, everybody puts up 30 on the Texans, though. So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah. How many? But, I mean, they were getting beat at halftime.
And they did what they did yesterday. They came back and won.
Okay.
So, all right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. One of the things you said on Twitch right before we did the commercial there was you were happy to see the Patriots lose.
Yeah, because they're the other team that's like, well, you can't count them out because Bill Belichick. Well, yeah, when Bill Belichick's got some good players, they're pretty good. The Patriots don't have good players right now. They've got one, I would say, a bottom 7 or 8 offense and probably a bottom 10 defense. They're just a bad team.
It's funny because I have my neighbor is from Buffalo, huge Bills fan, Bills Mafia type guy, and one of the guys staying with him right now, also a big Bills fan. He was like, can't believe, wake up today and the Bills are 8-2. And I go, did you ever think the team you would be worried about in the AFC East would be the Miami Dolphins and not the Patriots? Like, nope.
Pretty wild, yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't think you'd be worried about how far behind you the Dolphins are unless you're trying to get the first pick. That's usually what the yeah, Bills are worried yeah. about.
But, I mean, that was and Cam with the fumble. That was not just a fumble. That was a really good defensive play, too, on top
Jared Stidham has to be the quarterback of that team going forward, right?
I don't know that he's any good either.
I don't know either, but you at least figure it out, right? Because you know Cam's not.
Cam has not been the same since the Rona.
He's got brain fog.
I don't know what the deal is, but he has not been. He was playing really well early on. There's a reason they've lost 4 in a row. He's not been that same guy. And, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Somebody says, our votes still counted today. U.S. District Judge ruled Republicans lack standing to challenge 127,000 drive-through votes cast in Harris County.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous thing anyway.
Yeah, I didn't drive through. I walked into Toyota Center, but I know a bunch of people who did, and it's kind of like, what? Why? You don't even know who they're voting for. Cut it out. So, what else did you do this weekend? What else was fun?
I literally just sat around watching football all weekend and fights. That was my my entire weekend. I drank some beer.
Anderson Silva's
ruined my diet,
right?
Oh, he's got to be. Yeah. Please, I hope so. Anderson Silva, I mean, he hasn't finished anybody since 2014.
Was he 1-5 now in his last
something
six?
Like that? Yeah. I don't need to see this anymore. It just makes me sad.
It is,
and he's fun to watch fight, but he's not fun to watch lose, and that's basically what's going to happen now when he fights. So I'm not interested anymore.
Speaking of fights, how about Tank Davis?
Oh my!
he eat his soul or what?
Oh my!
And we talked about that fight all week, and that whoever won those tickets, that was worth the price.
Yeah, that was a good show. Yeah, he's lost 8 of 9.
Wasn't one of them when his leg snapped?
No. Okay. He's really won 7 of 9, or he's lost 7 of 9. His win, which was a unanimous decision win over Nick Diaz, got overturned because he got popped for roids.
Ah.
So it's a no contest. So he's 7-1-1 in his last 9 fights. I would say it's safe to say we've seen the best of it. It's good. We're good now.
I don't need to see anymore.
No.
It gets like this with guys sometimes, and I guess Tito Ortiz was kind of the same way at the end. It's like, he can't beat anybody. What's he still doing
here?
Yeah,
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Chuck Liddell in there getting smashed on.
Well, we, Saturday, a bunch of us got together to watch the UH game, waste of time.
Ooh.
That was brutal, but...
I guess we can stop talking about them, you know.
That was embarrassing, and... But we did a beer exchange and stuff like that. And a friend of mine brought some hemp-infused vodka. And it was amazing. So I've got to find it. I think they have it. I know where they have it. But it was one of the most amazing things I've had. So I'm going to bring that for us to share on one of the happy hours.
Okay.
It's not bad where it tastes bad or anything. You just get a little hint of hemp taste. But you'll feel nice and serene after you drink it.
All right.
Did that and watched a lot of football and had a pretty good. What my one miss bet of the entire weekend was UH plus 16.5 in game.
Ooh.
And then they scored and got the 2-point conversion. I'm like, okay, I got this. And then quickly give up another touchdown. That was it. So, I wound up betting Clemson in game 2. And then, the other games like Cincinnati again, lock of the week. I don't know what the number is against UH, but I'm gonna ride that Bearcat train until they kick me off, because that is a good football team.
And their offense is coming around too. So that's
they play defense better than anybody in the conference, and it's not close. And now their offense is not just a grind it out. They can be explosive. And so made that bet. And last minute, I bet your Longhorns. Had to sweat that damn thing.
I had the over on that, so I had no sweat. Yeah. That was my biggest college bet this weekend, was the Texas-Oklahoma State over, and it was pretty much not in doubt.
And so for the most part, did pretty well. This is two good weeks in a row after my disaster week. So I'm just going to tell everybody, when I start doing picks this week, next week will probably be a disaster. There's no way I go three good weeks in a row. Just doesn't
happen. UH currently minus or plus 13.
Ooh.
Couple plus 13 and a halfs out there.
Ooh. Yeah, the email, I don't know if y'all get them. Every Sunday morning we get the updated college lines for the next week. It started out with Cincinnati minus 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I would have slammed that.
You
get the 13, it's like...
Yeah, it says here, like, I mean, I don't know what website that comes from, but it says here the consensus open was 10.5, but it's up to 13 already. So
no shocker. Yeah, I've got I get that same email. So I missed Michigan too. That was the other game I missed.
Oh god, thank god I avoided that.
And it got down to 23.5. I'm like, okay, that's what I was waiting for.
Ugh.
Not even close. Oklahoma State is minus 10 at Kansas State. Aggie minus 7 South Carolina. Let's see what else we got. Tulsa minus 9.5 at Navy.
BYU minus 2.5.
I like that a lot. I've watched Boise pretty closely because I know this is a game for BYU. I think BYU is a touchdown better than Boise.
Okay.
I really do.
Maction starts this week too.
Yeah. And see, I've got all but the line, that doesn't matter now, because it's like, yeah, UH opened at plus 10, and I'm just guessing we talked to Brad on Thursday. He's going to tell us he already had a ticket at Cincinnati minus 10.
Number,
yeah.
I'm sure. Jerk.
Oh, boy. Oh, Coastal Carolina, another one, too.
Oh.
I've been riding those guys, too.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And the guy saying Texans should trade for Sam Darnold and trade Deshaun Watson. Stop with the trade Deshaun Watson stuff. Got a no trade, not happening. Get over it. You know what's up, Fred? Is a vodka called Highway something. That sounds right. I think that's what it is. I'll have to look it up. But, we kind of didn't want to go to any of the bars. So about, I guess, six of us got together. The usual suspects.
Yeah.
Raj and Lawyer Dave and my buddy Josh, who lives around the corner from me. And so he has a thing for stout beers, too. So we just brought out some of our best stuff and watch the game. It was fun. And for us, not a bad idea to blow up the franchise. Just can't without a GM. No, you can't blow it up. What you should do, and what we've said all along, and I think we're in agreement on this, even Aaron, is if you get great, you know, if you can get some picks back, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make, you don't have to blow up the entire roster. You can still field a competitive group. But if somebody's offering you a pick for Will Fuller that's better than a third, then take it and run before they change their minds. And, you know, if somebody wants to offer you a high pick for JJ and JJ's good with it, well, bye.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, anyway, Kevo says he's got some at the house. It tastes pretty bleeping good. And Frodo said, I'd take a third for Fuller. Well, it'd have to be. The problem is the teams that are going to trade for Fuller are going to be pretty low down, and that's not going to be much better than your compensatory pick, I don't think. So,
I'd still take it. I wouldn't care.
I mean, it's bird in the hand. Because for you to get a third, he is going to have to finish out the year and play well.
Yeah. I mean, and the odds of that, I'll play against those odds. I'd rather just take the, you guaranteeing me a third round pick, I'll take it.
But, yeah, at this point, and I think there's some other guys on the roster you could get something for that are replaceable. And replaceable with cheaper guys. And you could go into next season, if you get a couple extra picks, then maybe you can move up into the first at some point if you need to, and you'll have some room for some quality free agents, and a good GM can fix this. But if you just kind of sit here and think, oh, we can still win, then you've got really nothing to play for the rest of this season, nothing for the fans to get excited about, and no draft picks to talk about for fans to get excited about either. And I think it'd be a mistake. That's all.
Agreed. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Guys, you want hurricane impact windows. You want the built in Texas for Texas tough weather, high impact windows. Allstate is the place to go. Rain, wind, hail, it's all covered with these windows. And plus, you'll save 40% on your electric bills. That's what I'm excited about. Mine are getting put in the next week or two, and I'm excited to start saving money on my electric bill. My wife's excited because they look great. Home and virtual appointments are available. They're family-run for four generations. Cash discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts, the kind of company you want to do business with. Remember, Allstate Windows and Siding. For hurricane impact windows, call them today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. They'll come out. They'll show you the gist of what they've got with these windows. They'll come out and measure if you want, and they'll put them in. Contact them online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
It's a millionaire campaign. That's what it's supposed to be. Campaign. Pray my soul to keep when I go to sleep. Oh, cool. We don't get no, we don't.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. So, are you guys worried the Texans will be at least a two-year rebuild program, wasting the Deshaun contract?
I think it could be a three-year.
It could
rebuild.
It could be two. It could be three. It could be four. Again, and you know, I feel like a broken record with this. If you hire the right people, you can be competitive again next year, and then by the year after, you could take a big step. But the whole key is if you hire the right people, and I don't know that they will. I mean, this search firm that they hired brought in Bill O'Brien, but they also brought the Seahawks' Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
So if you get me Pete Carroll, I'd be happy with that.
Is there a college coach who's about to get his program death penaltied?
Because
that's what they need right now.
Yeah,
they need a college coach who's about to get run out of college. You know, may want to call old Harbaugh. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Looking for something new. You looking for a new and exciting challenge where you don't have to play Ohio State every year? This is the place for you.
I mean, we saw LSU impose their own sanctions. All it takes is the NCAA to go, hey, we need to look a little bit deeper into all this cash being handed out on the field.
Yeah, but we listen, Ed Orgeron's not going to come here and fix the Texans.
You know what?
If he hires the right people underneath
but
him,
that's
proven that he's willing to do
that. That's what he would do is go hire the best coordinators like he does at LSU, assuming Cal lets him spend the money. I don't know if you pay coordinators as much as you do at LSU here.
Maybe
and
not.
I'm not joking about
no,
that.
You're not.
He's paying seven figures to those cats.
Well, the problem is he gave a lot of money to Bo Pelini and thought that was a good idea.
I didn't hate the hire at the time, but boy, it has not worked out.
Maybe he's Ed Easterby is what he is. Hold that Toro.
Go Tigers. 832. A lot of talk. Lance mentioned this morning Michael Thomas might be up for trade. Would you trade J.J. Watt and Fulton? No.
No. What good is Michael Thomas
does you no good.
We're looking for draft picks, bro. Michael Thomas, that's something for a contending team. Well, I mean, that's – and also consider Michael Thomas is a guy who is paid like a top – receiver in the NFL.
You just got rid of a guy that you didn't want to pay that.
You didn't want to have a top paid receiver in the NFL, or you'd have one.
And again, it doesn't matter what you could get for Deshaun Watson. First, you're not going to get offered it. Second, you're not doing it. So, I mean, that's speculation. Let's be realistic on our speculation. because I think they're, you know, and even JJ, I said all along, they're not going to trade JJ. I would. It would be doing him a solid, and you'd get some draft capital.
I'm with you.
But let's, who's up first here, Aaron? John?
Oh, Johnny boy.
What's up, John?
Hello.
Hello, John.
Yeah. I was wondering what AJ's problem is with my Steelers.
My problem is they suck on offense, and everyone thinks they're the best team in the league, and they're not. That's all. And I get that they're your Steelers, so you probably feel a different kind of way about them. All that matters is wins and losses, and I guess it kind of does. But eventually, that luck box stuff runs out. Like, people telling me the Steelers are the best. Like, there's people who think the Steelers are better than the Chiefs. Stop. That's drunk talk. The Steelers are a good team. And you know what? They've got the inside track to make the one seed now because, you know, they don't have to play the Chiefs.
And they got some free squares coming up.
Yeah. Cowboys, Bengals, Jags. Really, the only...
Hey, you know what? The Bengals may not be the free throw anymore.
We'll see.
I mean, they're better than the Bengals, but I don't think that team is complete garbage right now.
Bengals took advantage of what everybody has been, and that's the fact that the Titans suck on defense. Maybe it's not a free square. It should be, though. If the Steelers are the best team in the league, they should beat the Bengals at home. But they've got a few tough games left.
I don't think anybody's saying they're the best. Well, I'm not saying they're the best team in the league because I still think the Chiefs are the best in the AFC. But, and I think the Seahawks, if they can fix that defense.
That's the problem. Seahawks can't fix their defense either.
Go trade for, I know a couple guys, Texans, it'd be really helpful for you.
They've traded for everybody. You know, that's all they're doing is trading away everything for the future. they're out of draft picks.
So, yeah, I think they are right up there in that top tier when I still think the Bills are there, even though they've lost a couple games. But I think it's Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers, Bills in the AFC. And if I box those four, I would be willing to bet a small child that one of those is going to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs, Ravens, Bills, Steelers?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if you've left anybody out. No, probably not.
I mean,
there's some
dark horse guys. Like, I think the Raiders are getting better.
I think the Raiders are interesting.
But I don't think they're on that level.
Yeah, it's those four. I still think it's going to take an act of God for somebody to beat Kansas City. But in the playoffs, I mean.
Yeah. But
the Steelers.
Mahomes has to die.
I'll say this. It's a big advantage for the Steelers if they end up with the one seed, because there's only one bye this year.
Right.
That's a huge deal.
I'm kind of coming around that I like that. That if you are the best team in the conference over the course of the season, you deserve a little bit more. But we'll see how it plays out. I'm still skeptical. Let's try. Will.
I just liked the NFL playoffs how they were. I liked six teams.
I was with you 100%, but I'm willing to give it a try just because maybe it's more interesting. I don't know.
Now we get the Browns or the Dolphins in. That's what everybody's hoping for.
Hey, what if Tua really starts playing very, very well and suddenly the Dolphins are a really interesting team at the end?
Then they'll make the playoffs next year.
We're not even going to live to next year. The damn Rona's going to kill everybody. Let's just stop worrying about next year. Will, what's up? Will.
Will.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Are you on speakerphone or something?
Hey, how's it going? Hold on. Nope. How are we doing?
I'm all right. You still sound terrible. Go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Bill O'Brien's situation, the Texans. You know, I'm not going to give up on them at all. But it's going to be a rebuilding strategy. I think we need to back up Deshaun a little bit more. LT definitely is going to be part of like this program. Also, we need to have some picks. You know, we need to rebuild and have some picks. Have an offensive line as well to give Deshaun the option to be able to do what he did. You know, like, you know, coming from where he did in college, he's not able to do what we want him to do. Romeo's doing his best, but of course, this isn't going to be a breakout season for Romeo. Of course, that's not going to happen. Everybody's saying, you know, we're gonna just like dismiss Deshaun and this whatever. Well, we just signed him on for a multi-million-dollar contract, so we should build a team around him, and you know, we should get some more picks and make sure that he has weapons to, you know, do what he needs to do.
Well, also, the problem is they've tried to build around Deshaun ever since he's been here. It's not like it's a new thing that Deshaun's the best quarterback on the team, and they want to build around him. They've been trying. They just failed, so now they've got to start over. I'm with you. I mean, offensive line has to be a priority. Laremy Tunsil, I know Laremy Tunsil is good, and you know what? Laremy Tunsil is paid like he's good. Everybody else is a question mark to me. Really, everybody else on the offense is a question mark to me. I don't know if there's any keepers on that offense, period. The defense is basically a total train wreck. So, yes, the ideal thing is build around Deshaun, build a new team around him, get some draft pick. That'd be great, but where do you get him from? I mean, it's...
Well, that's what everybody said. Oh, get some draft picks, go draft... Where? We've tried to give you ways they could do it, and people don't seem to like that either. And by the way, a couple things about Tunsil. He has not allowed a sack in 288 snaps.
Yes, he's been fantastic.
And Titus Howard's been very good over the last three or four games. And, I mean, I guess you'd expect him to not be good the first few coming off an injury. But he's been – I mean, I'm okay with that. The interior of that offensive line's got to go. I mean, it's got to go, all three of them. And I also think you can – well, the running back situation's a mess. Let's not – there's nothing there – that should be on this roster next year.
Yeah.
But again, running backs, good GMs can find running backs pretty easy in the third round.
Yeah. I'll say this. Laremy Tunsil, I still won't say it was a great trade or a great signing because you still, I mean, as good as he's been, he's still making $3 million a year more than the next best tackle in the league.
Well, not now. Stanley's making that much, and now he's
Stanley's
dead.
Stanley's less than $20 million still.
I think the value of the contract is more, if I'm not mistaken. But he was right up there with him.
Well, but good timing
for
him.
Doesn't matter because he's dead.
Good time. Did they say what his injury was? Do we know?
I saw that he's out for the year.
Okay. It looked like an ankle of some kind, but that's a tough break for them. But Laremy Tunsil, while I don't think it's a great contract because he's paid more than everybody at that position, he's still at least holding up his end of the bargain, which is more than you can say about almost everybody else on this team.
And unlike everybody else on this team, the guy played better when he got his deal.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I'll give credit for that.
And that's not what you get out of a lot of these cats, Zach Cunningham.
Jamie Fairbairn.
You know, I look up here at this clock and I see 5:42.
Yeah, we gotta fix that.
Yeah,
that really threw me off the last. Well, it didn't throw me off. It threw the damn animals off, who seem to think that 4:30 is when they're supposed to wake up.
My dog was like, "No, my dog not about waking up, but about feeding time." She's like, "Hey, yesterday, I know you know it's lunchtime." She's like nudging me with her nose, like, "Hey, you know what time it is? It's time." And I'm like, "No, you gotta wait. You gotta wait. I know it's time." I don't know how they've got that internal clock going, but. Yeah, that was a problem at our house.
It was basically the little one wakes me up at 5:30 every morning to go out, and
oh my gosh,
the last 2 days it's been 4:30, and it wasn't much fun on Sunday when I'd been drinking all night and all day.
Yeah, daylight saving time last year motivated us to get an automatic feeder for the one cat that wakes us up at 5:55 every morning. Is like, hey, it's time for food.
Your cats wake you up for food?
Yeah, he's fat.
Yeah, my fat cat.
My
screams
animals
too.
Get food. Listen. You get food when
my
you
dog
get up
doesn't
and
care.
Give you food,
my dog's just like, yeah, whatever. I don't care. But the cat.
You go outside when we get up and take you outside. You guys need to get some control over your bitches.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I don't need the luck. I got it. I got control over mine.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. If you own your home and you think maybe I'm paying more than I need to for homeowners insurance, chances are you are. I know I was. I didn't realize it until TGS. Pointed it out to me, and it's so simple. You don't have to go into an office. You don't have to do. Nobody has to come to your house. All you do is send a text. You text the word money to 232323. They'll reply back, ask for your address, send that. Boom, 15 seconds. They'll send you a full quote with excellent coverage, and the savings are real, man. I saved over $1,000 a year. The average customer saving nearly $900 a year. Graham down the hall saved $2,600 a year. That's crazy money. That you're letting the insurance company have. I mean, why not put that money back in your pocket? It's so simple and it's so easy. They're going to get you refunded on your old policy so you can start saving right away. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now at TGS Insurance.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And man, I think, I'm just curious, I'll ask you guys what you think. When this damn election's over, will I be able to get back on Twitter without hearing about nothing else?
This is the thing. And obviously this is a sports show, but I don't know that sports has ever been like less important in the whole world than it is right now with Rona and the election. It's like, yeah, sports, okay.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, and I mean,
maybe the Texans will make some trades. Woo!
And I think to people like us, like for me, I can't speak for you. I mean, I'm glad that we have football on the weekends because it takes away from what everybody's talking about during the week, which right. is Corona and the election, politics, and Rona. So it's a nice respite, I guess. But it also is like, it's obvious the most important things going on in the world are Rona and the election. Sports is way down the line. But I'll be glad when it's over, but I don't know that anything changes.
I'm just so tired of getting on Twitter and seeing, oh, this, and this. It doesn't matter which side you're on. You're not changing anybody's mind. You're not making any points that haven't been made 1,000% already. And all you're doing is just clogging up my Twitter with your crap. And I really think it's time for another purge. Because I have some people who I consider good friends, and I'm reading their Twitter crap, and I'm just like, why am I friends with you? And I'm talking about both extremists, both the Democratic extremists and the Tea Party extremists, both of them. I'm about to block them, I think. But I just want it to be over. If you gave me a choice, 6 more months of Rona and have the election in last week, I'd rather it in last week.
Yeah.
Anthony, what's up?
Anthony?
You guys rock.
You rock, man.
Oh, yeah, appreciate it. So, look, man, you guys got to hear me out on this one.
Uh-oh.
It's only because of timing. So, look, unless the Texans, and this is just my opinion, I feel like unless the Texans can find, like, a coach that runs a vertical zone or a vertical power scheme, man, they got to get rid of Watson. Because I don't think the guy wants to be there.
He just signed a long extension, man. And honestly, I mean, the get rid of Watson talk,
I get why. I mean, I'll be honest. Before he signed the deal, I said, why would Deshaun want to be here?
Agreed, but then he signed the deal.
Then he signed it.
And got a no trade with it.
That tells me he does want to be here. But now that you've signed him, there's no getting rid of Watson. Like he's what you've got to build around.
And the implications of doing it are just don't make any sense, and they're not going to do it. And they're going to get him a coach that he wants at the end of the year, and he's going to be very happy with that. So, I get on the surface how when you're playing Madden all the time, you think, oh, this would be a good idea. Let's trade Deshaun Watson. But the reality is it's not going to happen, and it's just kind of silly to speculate on it. It really is.
Lamont says, I know there will be no concession tomorrow. Should be in bed by 10 or drunk. It's funny you say that. There are odds on what day the loser will concede the election. Favorite at 2-1 is November 4th, so Wednesday. Okay. I think that's the favorite for a reason, because I'm with Lamont. I don't think it happens tomorrow night.
Are you looking at the same email that we all got?
Yeah, the Jimmy Shapiro odds.
Yeah, that's
okay. My bookie had this afternoon that nobody will, like, neither candidate will ever concede at -135.
Okay, this is from BetOnline.
I think when Biden loses, he'll concede.
When he does?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fred's confident in that ticket.
Hey, man. It's only about, for me, it's just the dollars. That's all it is.
November 3rd is second favorite at 9-4.
Okay.
Third favorite, 5-2, December 1st or later.
Wow.
And then it goes to November 5th, 5-1, November 6th, 10-1, all the way down, 6th, 7th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 9th. For whatever reason, the 9th is 25-1. And then, yeah, you get down to November 30th, 50-1. But there's some interesting odds on it.
I'd be willing to bet this. If Trump were to lose somehow in some shocking fashion, then I don't think he would ever concede.
I don't know.
It would be fake news. It would be, it's that journalist over there.
So here's the current odds. Joe Biden -180, Donald Trump +160. That's to win the election. What do you think the odds are currently to win the popular vote?
Oh, I'm sure Biden's a heavy favorite in that.
Heavy. Like -675.
Yeah, yeah.
Which implies 87%. Voter turnout. Over 149.5 million voters, -500.
Well, they should raise that number and give us a better.
Yeah.
I mean, that's because I think it goes over that based on early voting.
So make it 159 and see, like, let's see what happens. How about this one? Percentage of votes for Joanne Jorgensen. Over what? Under 2%, Fred.
You know what? I think that's a good number. I might take the over.
+150.
Ooh, I don't mind that.
+150. Over under votes for Kanye West. 0.5%.
Under.
-1500.
Yeah. Well, great.
Let's see. Winner of the popular vote also wins the Electoral College. Yes.
No, you're basically betting on Biden then.
Yes, -260.
Well, that makes no sense.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, -260 on that when you can get, what, -180 on Biden?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes no sense because they're implying that Trump could win both, and I don't think it's possible, especially if you got -500 on the popular vote.
Here you go. Will Trump lose every state he lost in 2016? Yes, ooh. -220. No, +180.
I think anybody who's would be dumb enough to vote for Hillary probably would vote for Biden. So
yeah. Will Trump win every state he won in 2016? That's almost a lock as no. And it's the odds say -650.
For no?
For yeah. No. +375 for yes. House seats won by Democrats over 209.5 is -1000. Again, why not change the number then?
Yeah.
Majority control of the U.S. Senate, Democrats -150, Republicans +110. Total electoral votes for Joe Biden over under 310.5. I guess that's like sort of a, I guess if you want a little bit of extra, it's almost like an alternate line.
Yeah, I'll take under.
Well, that's under's -150.
Okay. Okay.
Biden to win presidency and popular vote, which if I were a Biden bettor,
that's the only way to go.
4-7.
Okay. Basically the same.
Basically the same numbers.
Yeah.
Trump to win presidency and lose popular vote. So that let's say that happens again, which we agree. That's pretty much the only way it happens, right? Because
right.
We agree that the odds of him winning the popular vote is almost zero. But I do believe there's a chance he wins the election. So if it happens, this is how it happens. 5-2. That's some value.
That is some value, yes.
Trump to win presidency and popular vote is 9-2. Biden to win presidency and lose popular vote is 20-1. There's no chance of that happening. And then it's got by state, who's going to win by state. I'll give you the number on Texas.
Yeah, I'm curious because all these people who seem to think Texas is, I'm wondering if there might be some Trump value there.
Republican -350.
Okay, no value.
78% implied odds. So, and for those of you listening from Louisiana, it's a little, but it's, 97% implied odds, minus 3,300 Republican. So it looks like Louisiana is going to go red.
Okay.
So just some tidbits, some numbers that I found Louisiana's interesting.
Poorer state than we are, so in terms of money.
Well, no, well, apparently not.
Man, you guys will not let go of this Watson thing. Listen, guy says he signed a 4-year extension for a guaranteed $100 million. He was going to be under team control for at least 3 more years anyway if they franchise tagged him, right? So all he did was get guaranteed a huge dollar amount and gave the Texans 1 more year, right? No, 2 more years. Then he could sign another major contract in 4 years elsewhere. Am I understanding this right? No, it was a 4-year extension. He had this year and next year under contract. So it's a 6-year contract. It's not just a 4-year extension. So we can all stop with this now, all right? Let's find something else to sink our teeth into. Something a little more realistic. And Brian says, I think talk of trading Watson is silly, but you have to consider Watson as a no trade, not because he wants to be here, but because be in control of where he goes. No, I don't think that at all. Dude, we should do election hour happy hour tomorrow for a Tuesday.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't want to be that drunk that early because, man, here's another thing. I don't think I want to be home tomorrow night. Because I know my wife is going to be like locked into this coverage.
You think the purge is going to happen?
No, I mean, I think she's going to be so locked in on this. And if it doesn't go her way.
Oh, is she going to be salty?
Yeah, and I don't want to be the one person there that she can beat up on.
Well, I'm excited because I already know for a fact it's not going to go the way I voted. And that's okay.
Well, yeah. Right with it. It's just like when you made that bet on the Ravens. You knew you were going to lose. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.